City today.
America Tonight, each and every show, of course, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Victoria Jones joins us right off the bat. Victoria, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm hanging in. Had a little weird tennis mishap, but I'm okay. One CAT scan later, and it's just a mild concussion. You ever had a mild concussion?
Yes, awful. It's not mild.
Yeah, but you tell yourself it's mild because then it makes you feel better.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about one thing that's for certain. The Supreme Court now is going to take up the whole issue of health care, and there's a couple of different aspects you were telling me before we jumped on the line about that. Fill in the listeners.
Well, they've decided to take it on. As you know, four appeals courts have heard cases. Two of them decided to uphold the individual mandate as constitutional. One overthrew it, and one decided it wasn't time to hear the case yet because it wasn't 2014. And nobody has said the entire law is unconstitutional, by the way. So they're going to hear whether the individual mandate is constitutional, whether requiring all Americans to have at least a basic form of health insurance by 2014 means that Congress was acting within its constitutional powers. But they're not stopping there. Oh, no. Then they're finding out whether other parts of the law can go forward if the individual mandate is found unconstitutional. So things like pre-existing conditions.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting. In other words, will the whole thing get thrown out? Then, when a Congress is improperly coercing states to extend Medicaid to those with incomes of 133% of the federal poverty level, the 26 states and the organization that is suing, which is the case that they've taken up, maintain that it is. And then whether the issue is actually ripe for a decision at all. Because some lower court judges have said the penalty for not having insurance is the same as a tax. And so it can't be challenged until somebody actually has to pay it until 2015. So you shouldn't be able to be hearing these cases anyway.
Well, how crazy. And how soon do you think, because I heard it was closer to summer by the time they were going to do that, but you think it's going to be sooner rather than later?
They're probably going to hear the arguments in March. And because there's so much here, it's so dense, they've allowed 5.5 hours for arguments. They normally only allow about an hour, as you know.
Wow. Wow. Well, we'll see where that leads. Something to look forward to in 2012, certainly. Super Committee. The countdown's on, 9 days to go. Are we going to see anything out of the super committee?
Well, you know, this is one thing that could frankly go either way. They could crash and burn, or they could pull it out at the last minute. You realize that this super committee has not met as a committee since the 31st of October. They've met in dribs and drabs and in huddled doorways and in little clusters, but not as a whole committee. So that gives you an idea of how badly they're doing. Well, there's a couple of conventional wisdoms. One is that, no, they're not going to get it done. They really are not. And, of course, you've got the ratings agencies, Moody's and Fitch, looming in the wings, waiting to consider downgrading us. So that's pretty serious. On the other hand, one glimmer is coming from Representative Jeb Hensarling of Texas, the Republican co-chairman, who is saying that, you know, well, what we might do is a two-step process whereby we would reach an accord on overall numbers for tax revenue increases, and we'd leave it to other congressional panels to work out the details. So then they could turn around and say to everybody, see, look, we reached an agreement.
Sure.
We didn't do any details, but we reached an agreement.
It's called the sleight of hand in Washington.
Yes.
Yeah. So we moved from the super committee and the flip of the coin to Herman Cain and his presidential run. Some big bombshells, I guess, are set to drop.
Yes. You know, and he's doing quite well in the polls. There's an interview that's just come out in GQ where much of the talk is about pizza, but at one point, he's asked about what he thought about the fuss about his comments about Muslims. And he said, people misrepresented what I said and you know, there's peaceful Muslims and there are extremists. I've got nothing against peaceful Muslims. And then he says we have to be careful about extremists. Then he says, I have one very well-known Muslim voice say to me directly that a majority of Muslims share the extremist views. The questioner says, a majority? Cain, yes, a majority. Do you think he's right? Yes, because that's his community. I can't tell you his name because he's a very prominent voice in the Muslim community. I just find that hard to believe. I find it hard to believe, but you're believing it? Yes, because of the respect that I have for this individual. And then the guy says, are you talking about the Muslim community in America or the world? Herman Cain says, America, America.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And then also, too, you were talking about that, and we don't know some of the details, but apparently there's something that's going to come out about Libya where he was kind of tongue-tied on a question about Libya.
This is extraordinary. This video is available online. I saw it on Talking Points Memo. You can see it other places now. He does an interview with, I think it's with the Milwaukee Journal, and he's asked a very basic question on what he would have done about Libya, whether he agreed with Obama on Libya or something like that, and he completely loses the plot. He literally says, I forgot what you said, I can't think, I've got these things whirling around in my head, and it's this, it's that, and it is so painful to watch. The segment's about 5 minutes long, and you need to watch the whole thing, but the worst brain freezes the first 2 minutes. But after about a minute, you're screaming at your computer screen, I want to watch Rick Perry because it's less painful.
Boy, and that says it all. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, coming up also this hour on America Tonight, Occupy Wall Street, easy for me to say, Occupy Wall Street and the movement. What's now happening is this really more than just a few people gathering in some of the downtown areas. We've talked about it before. We talked about it in a previous show. But this time around, we're going to chat with Dan Gaynor, who says, look out, there really is some motion to this movement, and you might not like how he classifies it, or you might agree. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. That's from Washington, D.C. as well. The Supremes taking up the health care question. Huge. Especially when we're talking about all aspects, as Victoria was mentioning, the individual health mandate being the one that really sticks in my craw because I don't see how it's being handled so that it's easy to get insurance, it's cheaper to get insurance. So far, that hasn't happened. Most of the people that I've talked to, and this hasn't fully kicked in, but most people I've talked to have had a problem trying to find a network. Half the time they get dumped for whatever medications they're on, and they can't even get into them, and they cost a fortune. Honestly, that's the truth. Cain and his flub also mentioned there, he stumbles over a question. His wife also, by the way, has a conversation with Greta Van Susteren on Fox and says she never, ever can imagine her husband harassing anyone, that he never sexually harassed anybody. And the big bombshell, Bob Costas from NBC with the exclusive. He had a conversation with Jerry Sandusky, who says he's innocent. What? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For this, America, in the court of public opinion, what do you think? I mean, hey, in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty, but I wonder how long it will take the attorney for Jerry Sandusky, the former Penn State assistant coach, said, oh, he's just a big overgrown kid, telling Bob Costas that he would leave his kids alone with Jerry Sandusky. Jerry Sandusky decided it was fine. He would do an interview with Costas, so Costas gets an exclusive, because it was an exclusive. Certainly he hasn't talked to anyone else. Among the things that he talked about, he asked him about Joe Paterno and if he felt badly about Paterno, or felt like, you know, this was, you know, did Joe Paterno ever express any disapproval or talk to him about anything he had done or any of that? And he answered no to all those questions. He never had any kind of a conversation about any of this with Joe Paterno. And he also asked him if he felt badly, and he said something to the remark of, you know, of course, and maybe he feels slightly responsible. He was kind of led down the path in that one, but says that he was never, ever, 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 did I say that enough times, questioned by Joe Paterno. So check this out. Right from the get-go, he says he didn't do anything wrong.
I say that I am innocent of those charges.
He talked about the fact that, you know, if he's guilty of anything, he, you know, did horseplay in the shower and snapping towels and that kind of stuff. But did he ever really molest the kids?
Well, I could say that, you know, I have done some of those things. I have horsed around with kids. I have showered after workouts. I have hugged them, and I have touched their leg without intent of sexual contact. But so if you look at it that way, there are things that would be accurate.
And then in the end, Bob Costas was relentless, and he should have been. He asked every single question he could, rifled up a few questions in the direction of Sandusky, and take a particular close listen to the last thing that he asks him here.
Are you a pedophile?
No.
Are you sexually attracted to young boys, to underage boys?
Am I sexually attracted to
yes.
underage boys? Sexually attracted? You know, I enjoy young people. I love to be around them. But no, I'm not sexually attracted to young boys.
All right, so there's so many interesting twists with this story, and I'll tell you my initial reaction, to be honest, it just makes your skin crawl to hear Sandusky speak the way he's speaking to Costas and what he's saying, and you heard the pause in that he's denying that, first of all, he's denying that Mike McQueary witnessed what he described as very graphic, by the way, of Sandusky's rape of a young boy, and he said that he and the boy were in the shower snapping towels and that horseplay came up. That's what he said happened, and that they were messing around. They were having a good time, and that McQueary just felt uncomfortable upon seeing that. Then there was another thing that Bob Costas asked him about, a janitor seeing something, oral sex-wise, and he said the same thing. He denied that and doesn't know why they would say that and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, give me a break here. Sandusky was charged this month with 40 counts of sexually abusing kids. He's freed on $100,000 bail. The prosecutors didn't want to see that happen. What ultimately happens here to Sandusky, I think, this to me, it seems like a denial, he's in denial scenario. The, you know, what's interesting is that even the people around this man have been affected. So November 7th was 2 days after he was arrested. And the ex-wife of Sandusky's adopted son filed a petition for a temporary emergency modification of custody. And the list goes on and on and on. So as Penn State tries to move forward and deal with this, with everything that's happened, and even on Monday, the Big Ten Conference announced that Paterno's name was being pulled from the football championship trophy that was going to be awarded next month at the conference's first championship game in Indianapolis. Wow. So, I mean, is the legacy tainted? Of course his legacy is tainted. And what about all the others that are falling like dominoes as a result of this? And Sandusky says he didn't do anything. He is innocent of the charges. He's innocent. Any chance you think that this guy gets off? His lawyer says, oh, wait till you see what we present. That's why I took this case. You just wait and see. I think he has a serious case of convenient amnesia. I mean, come on, give me a break. His lawyer saying that he showered with kids. I mean, who's showering with kids? Come on, any of you, Boy Scout leaders, any of that, would you even think in your wildest imagination of doing that? And the answer is no. Is it okay to shower with minor children? Can you imagine if your kids, any of your kids, teachers, or anybody, any adult for that matter, did that? Outrageous. They'd be up on charges, of course. Of course. Is he a pedophile? You heard the answer there. This is going to be interesting when it goes to court, because he's not walking. There is no way this guy is walking. People didn't have double vision and missee what they were seeing. That didn't happen. Snapping towels is a good excuse, but not one that you can put in place of what he did in that shower, allegedly. I believe it. I believe it's all going to fall out. I don't think the grand jury goes in this direction if they didn't have the information, if they didn't have the right information. And let me tell you about one other thing that's happening, because, you know, names are being removed from trophies. Some of the other people are being dropped from programs. The school trustees fired the university president. Remember Graham Spanier, who knew what had gone on because he was told, and Paterno, of course, was fired. So the fallout is spreading like a contagion, like a wild virus beyond the borders of Penn State. The U.S. Navy is recommending that Spanier be removed from the board of advisors to the presidents of the Naval Postgraduate School and the Naval War College. Also, the board of directors for the charity that Sandusky founded, Second Mile, announced the CEO had resigned. And it was the CEO of 28 years who was a licensed psychologist. And there are other things that are happening in some of the groups of these people where they're getting dumped from various organizations that they were part of or headed up, and it makes sense. And this is far, far, far from over. So when you, if you just tuned into America Tonight and you heard Sandusky's voice, I mean, be honest, what is your initial reaction? We like to believe that it's about being innocent in this country first, that we believe in that, that this is us as a country. But I'm sorry, when you hear him and when you hear the things that happen, I don't think that everybody is missing the point on what was going on with Jerry Sandusky. And even to the I took showers with some of the boys and I shouldn't have done that, maybe touching legs. I mean, are you kidding? How would you feel as a parent, I just said this, if your kid came home and said, oh, Mr. So-and-so showered with us today? You'd be outraged. You'd be running to the school to call for an immediate dismissal of whomever that person was. So crazy. Crazy that he went on the air to do that. Felt, just was so full of himself that he's going to figure out a way to answer the questions head on. I'm going to answer the questions, and I'm going to proclaim my innocence. All right, coming up, Occupy movements across this country, especially Occupy Wall Street, because that's where it all started. Where is this headed, and are the people who are out there really concerned with what's happening in this country, or is it a different ploy at work? Don't move away from your radio.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor outdoor winter activity, Instafire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Delaney, always a pleasure to welcome to the show Dan Gaynor. And Dan Gaynor, of course, with the Culture and Media Institute. Big news with Occupy Wall Street. Of course, we've been talking about it since I ran into Occupy Wall Street when I was in New York back in September, and now here we are in November. First, Dan, welcome to the show, and your thoughts on where all this Occupy movement is going.
Well, it's great to be back. I'll tell you where it's going is, it's going to be here come next election. It's very much a political movement, not just a social movement. They want to take America and make us part of the World Socialist Brotherhood. I mean, this is a revolution. They are open about it. They very clearly declare that they want a revolution. You see the interviews. You look on their live streaming website. The global live streaming website, the headline of it is Global Revolution. You've got anarchists, socialists, communists all banding together because they've got an opportunity now because of technology to do what they failed in the past, and that is to try to create this global revolution.
Do you think people misunderstand, though, what the Occupy movement's about? Because, you know, you see the signs 99% and how you just described it. I don't know that I described that as 99%. Plus, in the arrest records in New York, a lot of the kids that were arrested, I'll say kids because they were like 22, 23, they were wealthy kids. They had addresses where they were in Park Avenue and whatnot. I don't know that there's – I think people are kind of confused as to who the people are and some of the makeup of this group. Do you think that?
Well, yeah, definitely. The journalists love them. Although they, I mean, they've openly attacked journalists because they don't like anything that makes them look bad. So if you come up with a camera and videotape something they don't want, they'll attack you. They did it in Oakland, where they also had riots, even though the mainstream media wouldn't call them that. You know, they called what happened at Penn State, where they overturned a news truck, a riot, but they won't call what happens at Occupy Oakland, where they have acts of vandalism, looting, burning, and they shut down a port and they attack police. That's not a riot.
Yeah.
So Yes, I mean, we've got a problem with perception. The mainstream media are telling one story, telling the PR story of Occupy Wall Street. And, you know, I could tell you, as somebody who's followed this intently for going on 2 months, a group that says they want to shut down pretty much everything. They go and try to use what's called the heckler's veto. They go and show up at events and they shout down people they don't agree with. They barricaded people from the Defending the American Dream Summit in D.C., barricaded them indoors, and now they want to shut down the New York Stock Exchange this week.
Wow. And there's not one leader, though. There's not one voice. There's not one person. That's why I wondered how much legs it would have. That's why it's interesting you say this is around, it's going to stay around. But do you think somebody will ultimately emerge, or a couple of people will ultimately emerge as the face of this?
Well, they won't be the face of it, but they're the brains behind it, and they're already there. Business Week profiled one of them just about a week ago, and it's one of the founders, and he's an anarchist. I mean, that's what he is. This perception of this is just, somehow massive, the spontaneous event. I mean, yes, the economy stinks, and that's one of the reasons this is happening. But this gives a chance, basically, for 100 countries to blame the United States for everything going on wrong in the world. So that's what they're doing. So they can have riots, whether it's in, Madrid or Rome or wherever, and they're blaming America. It's scary because the very same people, I mean, they've got their anthem, this song by Joseph Arthur, who was a Grammy nominee. One of the lines in it is, "Your blood is our paint." That's a song of French Revolution, which is exactly what one of the speakers at Occupy LA called for, the song of violence.
Right, right. And, of course, the picture that you're painting, what do you think for everybody else that's listening to this? I guess the best thing that could happen in some of their areas where there are weaker crews is that it kind of dissipates. If there's a way to break it up, that would be the best.
Well, I mean, let's face it, this is not going to end well. There's no scenario where, thousands of angry people marching in the street are then going to in turn be satisfied. It's just not going to happen. They're either going to get angrier and frustrated, or they're going to go away and be disenchanted, but they're not going to get what they want, which is, it varies all over the map. They want to take down the man. They want to shut down Wall Street. They want to overturn our country, overturn our government. We have elections for that. That's not what they want, because they would not win. But if you want to see what they really want, just look at Oakland. Attacks on police, violence on, organizations and companies, riots, burning. Oh, and they shut down a major port. Oakland's had to spend, I think, millions, like $5 million already in extra police protection to try to keep them from taking over its city.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I've said this, if you're upset with some of the things that are happening in your own area, if you're upset what's happening nationally, there's a reason why we have elections. There's a reason why there is power to the people in the right way, because to me, we still have the best kind of government available, don't you think?
Absolutely. With the Churchill expression, democracy is the worst form of government except for all others. that's our situation. But I am old enough to remember protests from the 60s, the riots of 68, protests, Vietnam War era protests. And while some bad things happened, I mean, what happened at the convention in 68, which I sort of barely remember, but, that was awful, but that wasn't a nationwide thing. The riots that happened after Martin Luther King was horribly killed, that was more quick and then burned out. This is ongoing every day. There's no way to placate people who just basically want to take from people who want Robin Hood. They want to take from the rich and give to the poor.
Yeah.
Either you succeed in doing that. Yeah. Or you don't.
Yeah, it only works in fairy tales. It doesn't
exactly.
work in real life.
Well, the way it works in real life, comes down to it, is the way it happened in France. It happens with blood. It happens with the guillotine. And, I mean, this is a group that when Jamie Dimon, who's the CEO of Wells Fargo, when he was speaking at a hotel, they surrounded his hotel. Now, they didn't harm him this time, but, you know, 2 months from now, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, when they realize they're not getting their way, every time they don't get their way, they escalate the arrest, they escalate the confrontation, they escalate whatever to keep getting their way. So whether it's the Black Bloc protesters who are the anarchists or the mainstream people who tolerate it, who knows where this will go, but it will not end well.
All right, I agree with you. Dan Gaynor, Culture and Media Institute, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight, as always.
Happy to do it anytime.
We heard the mayor of Philadelphia and what they were dealing with in Philly, and as Dan was talking about right there, how crazy it is in Oakland, and what really is the movement. I've talked about Oregon and the arrests that they're making there, and more than anything, that there isn't one thread. What is it the Occupy movement is trying to achieve? So anyway, they have their song that has been pumped out in a lot of different places, the song that he mentioned, their so-called anthem. I wanted you to hear a little bit of it.
Occupy Wall Street, take back our soul, take back our country, take back control, take back our health care, take back our mind, take back our freedom and give up the grind. We occupy Wall Street, no more fear, no more acceptance of insanity's sneer, no more division, no more restraint. Our canvas is freedom, your blood is our pain, and we stay. Robbed us, you who have lied, you who are greedy while the needy ones died, you who believed you were better than them, who sat in the flower ignoring the stem, you who denied them doctors and care, humanity's basics as if death were their share, you who denied the struggles of most. Like a pig you consumed, and like a pig you will roast as we stand. As one.
So you understand kind of what the anthem is portraying. The Oakland operation, the city says, has cost them so far $2.4 million to respond to what's gone on, and they're trying to clean up the plaza, reopen it, all that kind of stuff. And it's the familiar theme in Nashville and Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Denver, arresting protesters and cleaning up areas where they've been and telling them they can't camp out there and how long does it continue and all that sort of stuff. And you heard what Dan Gaynor said, how this is a movement, but it's a movement of all kinds of people, anarchists, etc. He used that word and different types of political philosophies throughout socialists and whatnot. And I said from the beginning, to me, what I thought was, I get the frustration completely, but that it needed to be squarely on the shoulders of Washington or outside the offices of the people who represent you, because to me that was more effective if this is in fact what the intent was and who the targets were, that, hey, you're not doing what you're supposed to do when you take those votes or don't show up for the votes or whatever on X, Y, Z, like health care, like Social Security, like any of that kind of stuff. Stay with us.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, So I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
January, America Tonight will be broadcasting from Washington, D.C., looking at all sides of the health care issue once again. A year later, where are we? Really in the same spot, except for the fact that now the Supreme Court has gone on record and has accepted the case, the challenge to the Affordable Health Care Act. So, what will the ruling be here on constitutionality? In the beginning of the show, Victoria Jones popped on from Washington and talked about it, how interesting that in hearing the challenge to this signature law from the president, one of the things that's going to be really unique is the arguments are longer. 5.5 hours they could be. And this could drag on for who knows how many weeks. So what the case is going to be about and hearing the case in this session, having it come into March, means that the ruling would come about by the summertime, right smack dab in the heat of the election push for 2012. If the mandate is wiped off the map, the individual mandate, but the law itself isn't done, the president would then be able to campaign on the fact that, hey, Americans can accept this. and they can still leave their kids on their insurance policy and then the pre-existing conditions and all of that. But all that's being challenged, the Affordable Care Act, and especially what will be hammered by the people at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue will be the 1 million more young Americans who have health insurance, and that more women are getting mammograms and preventative services without paying the extra money and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But this is a huge ruling. Once this comes about, this will be a huge, huge ruling. Make no mistake about it. There are so many things that are going on right now that are pulling us in lots of different directions. Because we all have that Twitter disease, we all have some form, I believe, of attention deficit. We do. I mean, even some of the most competent people I know that can juggle all kinds of plates at the same time, I find are affected a little bit by the ADD. So the healthcare decision, what will be the decision, I mean, we'll just blow away everything, that whatever is going on in the news and in the world and all that stuff. But the Supreme Court hearing the challenge, and I think moving up the date a bit is very significant. Oh, incredibly significant. And all of you I know care about this one. Of course you care. It absolutely affects everyone. Whether you have a business, you're trying to get your own insurance, you're trying to get affordable insurance, whatever it is. And if you think about it, especially the individual mandate, and a lot of this falls onto that. Is it unconstitutional? Is it unconstitutional? And we have talked about this, ad nauseum on this show, probably the most in the last 3 years than any other thing that we've talked about. If I were to tally up the hours, healthcare, and do a chart for you, healthcare would come up a little bit ahead. So remember, this challenge in the case was brought up by 26 states altogether, and is based on the constitutionality of the individual mandate in the Patient Accountability and Affordable Care Act, which requires now as it sits that all of us, every single one of us, purchase health insurance. That every single one of us do that. I think it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. If it goes according to the makeup of the court, then it's thrown out. Maybe the whole law is thrown out, or just the individual mandate. One of the two. Speaking of being thrown out, just days after the State Department said it would delay approval of the Trans-Canada pipeline called the Keystone, they're saying that they're going to reroute the pipeline. And this is with the White House really punting on the pipeline, saying, oh, yeah, environmental studies 2013. 2013. And see, here's the problem. You talk to anybody in the know in Canada, China is chomping at the bit. They would love to have the crude. They would love to have it. And the United States, I think, would get snapped out of this. So, speaking at a news conference at the Nebraska Capitol, company officials say that Trans Canada would move the pipeline out of the environmentally sensitive sand hill areas of Nebraska. And that's a change that they said they couldn't do before. But this is part of the push to get this through. It's a $7 billion project, 1,700-mile pipeline that would extend from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico. How much oil would it carry? Wait to hear this number. 700,000 barrels a day from Alberta to the refineries in Texas. So it would cross 6 states. Labor groups love this. Why? You could create probably 20,000 jobs. Environmentalists hate this. And this is a major political showdown in D.C. because it puts the two groups, the obvious groups, against each other. And the president has to come out in some direction. But after the State Department kind of rescued him and said they would delay the decision, now that they've moved it, that changes the ball game all over again. So if it's the State Department's call and they've moved significantly the pipeline, then I bet they're going to have to come up with something. They're going to have some kind of a ruling on it. And what's being thrown back out by the State Department is any proposed routes would be subject to thorough, rigorous, and transparent review that we have undertaken throughout. And it requires a supplemental environmental impact statement for the new proposed route. So is it done in the first couple months of 2013 or is it done in 2012? That question mark still hangs in the balance. So in Washington, while that's still out there, the pipeline, what are they going to do? Move it over a little bit? Does it pass or do we have to wait till after the election? A lot of people are wondering when Congresswoman Gabby Giffords will come back to Congress. Remember, she was shot in January and she looks better and she's learning a lot with rehab, the massive rehab that she has, but will she go back to Congress? Would she go back to Congress if she got better? She was asked that question in an interview with Diane Sawyer, and she said yes, 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 but she's not wholly back to where she was or close to where she was before this all happened when she was in Congress. But she seems pretty, I saw that interview, she seems pretty determined to make it happen, make it a reality. And she would just, her voice I thought was pretty clear. She just spoke slowly and she was a little more deliberate, but how huge is that? 10 months since that shooting and she's able to have these interviews and she's able to make distinctions on things and whatnot. And the Giffords have a book coming out and, of course, Interesting Family with Mark Kelly doing the shuttle commander thing until that program was mothballed or until all the shuttles as souvenirs were put in various places. Like on the Intrepid in New York, one's going to end up there or in the Smithsonian. Yeah. Can't fly them when they're inside museums. Can't be the commander of that kind of a ship. So now he's able to spend a lot of time with the congresswoman. Any thoughts on the show, please, 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 please. Or a good turkey recipe. I'm always on the hunt, always on the lookout for a good turkey recipe. I'm so serious about that. Send it to americatonight.net. Click on the email and bada bing, you're in.
Okay, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.